Welcome back to another episode of 90 Day Fiancé.
Wait, what happened?
My name is Kiara. I'm here with my lovely co-host,
Kiana.
And we're back with another episode. So let's get right into it.
Okay.
All right. So, Kiana, let's start with Brandon and Julia. So, we saw in this episode that this was the episode where he went to the airport to meet her in DC with his parents. And she was actually really excited to see him.
Yeah.
I felt like it was very genuine. They seem to really, really like each other. So that's good.
Yes.
But let's talk about how they were kissing for like 20 minutes in the middle of the airport. In front of his damn mom and father.
Okay, I'm glad that you brought that up because this is what I wanted to talk about. How freaking awkward is that? They are making out for a good who knows how long, and then they would stop and then start again and then stop and then start again. Who does this in front of their parents? Seriously?
Exactly. Especially when your parents are so old-fashioned like his parents clearly are.
Yeah,
they don't even want them in the same room and they're like making out in front of each other.
That was seriously hilarious. I can't.
What about the producer asking who's the most important person in his life, either his mom or Julia?
Yeah. So he asked them who's the most important woman in your life. Okay, first of all, why would you do that? And did you see like the look on his mom's face? Oh, not
poor mom even... is like, I've taken care of you.
Yeah. And it wasn't like a, oh, you better say it's me, but it was kind of like she's like waiting in anticipation to see who he was gonna say.
Right. Mom was like, I know he's gonna choose me. And he's like,
But honestly, I think he would say his mom, but he just doesn't want to say that in front of Julia.
I think so, too, because his mom does a lot for him. Like, we can clearly see that. On the first episode, we saw his mom, like, helping him fold his laundry. She's like, yeah, we got to get this laundry folded. So you know, he depends on his mom. His mom is going to have his back. No other woman can compete with his damn mom because she still treats him like a child.
Definitely, I agree.
Well, you know what I didn't like?
What's that?
I didn't like how his mom made dinner plans right after she had gotten off that long flight.
Exactly.
We talked about something similar to this with Jovi last episode when he had made those plans for him and Yara after she had gotten off that 30-hour flight. And I'm just like,
yeah, and I guess, I get it. You know, let's go to dinner, let's have something to eat, and then you can go relax. But at the same time, it's same thing as last time. Like, I've been on this long flight. Like, I don't really want to be bothered at all, really.
Right. Julia and Brandon clearly wanted to have some alone time.
Mm-hmm.
No, and he's like, mom's a blocker. Yeah, you don't have to tell us. We can clearly see that. Because mom is like, you have 5 minutes to go change.
Yeah, when she was like, I don't want to rush you guys, but hurry up. Let's go.
Right. She's like, you want to take a shower or you want to brush your teeth? No, you have 5 minutes.
Right.
And, okay, let's just get to the nitty-gritty. I want to talk about why his mom told her about them sleeping in separate rooms.
Yes. Okay. So this whole freaking dinner really made me uncomfortable. And as a mom, I get what she's trying to do, but also I think she needs to look at it from Julia's standpoint. You don't know this girl. She doesn't know you guys. And the fact that you're bombarding her with all this stuff. And let's just start with this. When she starts asking her about the birth control and she tells her about the room. And what really pissed me off is the fact that freaking Brandon literally said nothing. He said
nothing.
Oh my gosh. I think that's what made me angrier than anything because, okay, like his mom is like, boom, 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 boom. Whatever she's thinking, she's saying it. And he's not defending Julia or even like saying anything to his mom. And that's what I would expect for my guy to do in that situation.
I totally agree. I think that, okay, he's living with the parents, so maybe he feels like he can't say too much, but I feel like he could have at least tried to change the subject or something. Please, just give my girl Julia
A
some
break.
time, please.
Yeah, give
And
her a
also,
break.
okay, I don't want to sit here and like let Brandon off the hook because I do think that he should have told Julia before she even came that they weren't sharing a room, but it was not the mom's place. The mom should have talked to Brandon and let him tell her and told him, look, you have until whenever to tell her, but not as soon as she gets there off the damn flight. I mean,
Yeah,
come on.
you're right. It wasn't the mom's place to say that at all. And I feel like his mom's like just trying to take over. Like, I feel like he was going to tell her that, but there's a time and a place. And I don't feel like that was the time. And even though Julia was kind of mad, like, why didn't you tell me this before? I don't feel like that was the time in front of his parents. And I don't feel like his mom should have been the one to say any of that because it's kind of like, okay, now you're kind of overstepping your boundaries. Honestly, that's how I feel.
And then she starts talking about the birth control and asking her if she wanted to get on birth control. And it's just like, lady, look, I don't know you and you don't know me. Why
We
the
just
hell are you
met.
asking me?
Yeah, we just met. Why are we even having this conversation? There's no reason we should ever have this conversation. Myself and Brandon, we will have this conversation, but there's no reason for me and you, his mom, to be having this conversation. There's no reason why we should be talking about this at all.
But you know what? It's making me wonder if the mom is like this because she knows her son so well and she knows that he is not gonna step up himself and say what needs to be said and do what needs to be done. So she just feels like I'm gonna go ahead and do it because he's not gonna do it.
No,
That's how I feel.
I don't feel that way at all. I think his parents, I don't think that she's doing it to be malicious, and I don't think that she's doing it like on purpose, but I think both of his parents are just like overstepping their boundaries. Like, I don't think they know how to let their son have his own life. And I say that for one, just like when he said, like when he first told his parents that he was going to DC to freaking meet the girl, and his mom's just like, oh, we're coming too. Like, I don't think they know how to separate their grown son's life from their baby son's life. And they're just like, they don't know how to let him be a man. That's what I think. And I don't think they're doing it to be malicious. I just think that they don't know how to let him be a grown man.
I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here because I'm wondering like I said, I think there might be a reason why they treat him this way, but also, it could be just because they've treated him this way his whole life. They haven't given him a chance to make decisions on his own. So we'll see.
Exactly.
I don't know. But you know what? He was pretending to be a little bit obtuse, I felt, on the one part when he was trying to play like dumb and he was like,
Yeah.
well, what's the difference between me being tired and being in the same room and going to sleep and me being tired after work and going to different rooms when I'm gonna go to sleep?
I'm so glad that you brought that up as well because that pissed me off too. It's like, okay, you know what I'm trying to say. So I don't really understand why
Exactly.
now you're trying to act like, oh, well, I mean, what's the difference if we sleep in the same room? Because, I mean, if I just got off work and then I came home and went to sleep. I mean, we still wouldn't be spending any time together because I would still be asleep. Like, oh my gosh, are you freaking kidding me right now? Like, you know what I'm saying. Like, why are you? I think when you said he's acting like obtuse is the best way to put that nicely, because seriously, you're pissing me off.
Girl, he totally was trying to play dumb. I mean, he already knew it was a big deal, which is why in the first place he didn't want to tell her, because he already knew that it was a pretty big deal that they wouldn't be able to share room. Point blank period. But I digress.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. And I think it's because he knew she was like upset. So he's trying to be like, oh, and she's like, why didn't you say anything? And like when they were walking back to the hotel room and she's like, and he was like, are you tired? And she was like, don't talk to me now. You didn't have anything okay. to say at dinner. Why are you saying anything to me right now? Seriously?
All I have to say is, if my man doesn't know the difference between us not sleeping in the same room versus us actually sleeping in the same room, goodbye.
I mean, seriously, I think it would still be an issue if he told her. But I don't think it would be a biggest issue as if he would have just told her to begin with and his mom not said anything. Like, I'm really lost on what his mom was thinking when she said that. It was really out of place. Like, that was not her place. And I can't stress that enough. That's how I feel.
Same, girl. Okay. Let's move on to the next couple. Mike and Natalie.
Oh my goodness.
My gosh.
So Uncle Bo's moving out. Oh my gosh.
Uncle Bo got kicked the fuck out. Oh my gosh, girl. I wanted to cry. Uncle Bo looked so hurt. He looked like he was trying not to cry. Like, you him could and, tell. He was yeah. really upset.
Both him and Mike both looked like really sad about him moving out. Like, they both looked really sad. And honestly, okay, I thought originally before, you know, the whole thing with Natalie giving him back the ring and everything, I was thinking like, yeah, Mike would have probably kicked Uncle Bo out for this girl. Remember I told you that last week? But he actually still really kicked Uncle Bo out. Like, oh my goodness.
I actually really was trying not to cry. It was pretty sad. And I mean, this guy has lived in that house for so long, and I don't know. I felt really bad for him.
It was really sad. Like, and you know, Uncle Bo was still supportive, and he's like, you know, I just want Mike to be happy. Like, I don't want him to get hurt or whatever. And
yeah.
So it was like, Uncle Bo was still supportive. He wasn't like mad, like, oh, this guy's freaking kicking me out over a girl. So that's why I like Uncle Bo, but it was still like pretty sad. And I really didn't think that Mike was going to kick Uncle Bo out for this chick.
Me either. But I do think it just shows the kind of person that Uncle Bo is, that even though he is literally getting kicked out for some woman,
okay,
he's still supportive of it. It just shows you, man, he's like a really sweet guy. Like, he doesn't deserve it.
I agree.
I'm like, forget you, Mike, for kicking out Uncle Bo.
But what about when this freaking girl, when he goes to get her from the airport, and she's like, oh, purple flowers?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Natalie, y'all are already in a rocky situation here. Do you really think that complaining about the color of the damn flowers is necessary right now? He's trying. He brought you flowers. Not everybody gets flowers when they get off a damn plane from the airport, okay?
Exactly.
And then let me just say that they weren't even purple. They were pink.
Okay. All I have to say about this, and Mike said it best, and I mean, he was like, here in America, it's not really about the gift. It's about what the gift is. It's about the gesture. And I totally agree. I mean, if somebody freaking gets you flowers, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I love them. The fact that she's like, Why did you get purple? Oh, I don't like that color. Seriously? Girl, you need to be grateful.
I probably would have sent Natalie back on the damn plane as soon as she gets off, she's complaining about the damn color flowers. Mm-hmm. Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean,
Natalie would have went back to Ukraine.
Yeah. And honestly, so they both did seem happy to be with each other. But that whole thing about the flowers was really getting on my nerves because it was kind of like, okay, you're seeming a little bit ungrateful at this very moment.
Right. I think that it was nice, though, because Mike actually did smile a little bit when he first saw her at the airport. So I'm like, maybe they're actually working on being together. It seemed a little bit forced to me, though.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I'm tripping, but it didn't seem totally genuine that they were happy to see each other. That's what? Just me. And then, you know, Natalie, at one point, she's like, I'm just happy to be in America. And I kind of took that as, really? No. You're not happy to see Mike. You're happy that you're damn in America.
No, I did not take it like that. Okay. I know what you mean because I do feel like that on some people. But I really felt like she was like really genuinely happy to see Mike. And I felt like he was really genuinely happy to see her too. And like when he took her to that like fancy hotel, I think they were really excited to be with each other. I didn't get any vibes that it was forced, but you could be right. Because, you know, there's always like some type of plot twist. So you could be right.
Right.
But I didn't get any of those vibes.
I don't know. And also the last time that we saw them, like on the last episode, they were kind of struggling. And then on the very next episode, they're like together and all of a sudden they're so happy. I don't know.
Well,
maybe I'm over.
Yeah, because I look at it this way, like, yeah, they have like their struggles. They're like going through this whole whatever. But they haven't seen each other in however long. So, like, once they see each other, that's kind of, like, out the window. And they're like, oh, my gosh, like, you're here. I can touch you and I can kiss you and I can hug you. So, that's how I took it. True.
And then he takes her to this, like, really fancy hotel.
Yes.
Where they're spending, like, $400 to $500 a night.
Sheesh.
I was like, okay. Mike is actually really trying. At first, I thought he was kind of going to be really nonchalant about her being there and not really focused on her and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, okay, he actually really does care and he wants it to work. So
yes.
I felt like that was a nice gesture.
Yeah, like I feel like Mike really cares for her. I think right now he's just being cautious because of the way that she acted when he was in the Ukraine and she gave the ring back. I really believe that the only reason that Mike is acting even a little bit like distant is because of how she treated him when he was in the Ukraine. If she wouldn't have given that ring back and all that, I really feel like he would still be that same Mike that we saw at the beginning of the last season when he was like just like totally love struck by her. Like he was just so in love with her. He's just being a little bit more cautious because he doesn't know what to expect from her anymore, honestly.
Yes. That is so true. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I feel like he doesn't want to give her as much as he gave her last time because she like really broke his heart, I think, when she gave that ring back. And I really do like Mike. He's such a sweetheart. The only reason why he's acting the way that he's acting right now is because of that whole ring situation.
Okay. I can get that. I see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Side note before we move on to the next couple. So when Natalie's mom went with her to the airport, like in Ukraine, and Natalie was like lugging all that stuff around and her suitcase and stuff fell over. I was like, that is so me. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Like you turned around.
Falling over.
Yeah, like you turn around and then all your bags fell on the floor.
Oh my gosh. And then when she first got to the U.S. and she went to go grab her snowboard and she almost knocked Mike out with it.
This freaking girl seems like so clumsy type, like me and you. Girl,
that is so us. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's go to Tariq and Hazel now. Okay. Did you watch when Tariq and Hazel were first on here?
No, I didn't see when they were first on here, but I did see Tariq on Pillow Talk. Mm-hmm. And so this isn't my first time seeing Tariq, but it's my first time seeing him on the actual like show.
Right.
I just want to say that Tariq is 46 years old. He does not look 46 years old. I was like, okay, he's 46. All right. Do your thing.
He's like in my area. You know what I mean? Virginia Beach. But okay. Before we get into this episode, I just want to recap back to when we first saw them. Freaking Hazel, what's up with this girl? Okay, let me just tell you, because you didn't see when they were first on here. She did not like him. It really seemed like Hazel did not like him when we first saw them. When he went to the Philippines and he stayed with her, he had to go to church with her. So now to see them in this aspect, it is kind of refreshing. And it's like, okay, good for Tariq. But when he was about to leave from the Philippines to come back to America, she did get a little emotional. So then it was kind of like, okay, maybe she does like him.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say, since this is my first time seeing Tariq outside of Pillow Talk, he did seem to like her a lot. And then she also seemed to like him, except for the elephant in the room. She's talking about the damn threesome.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, I'm sorry. Before I say a threesome, you know what? I actually get what you were saying when you said that she seemed like she didn't like him very much, because they did a flashback of like the last time that they were on there and they stayed in the hotel together. And she built like a wall with the pillows.
Girl.
When they were sleeping in the same bed together. And it totally reminded me of Rosemarie and Ed. I was like, oh my gosh.
Girl, I'm telling you, you know, usually you can be like, oh, she really does not like him. But no, with freaking Hazel, it was like, she really does not like this guy. You could tell when he was leaving the Philippines last time, it did kind of seem like she got a little emotional. Like she was kind of sad that he was leaving. It was kind of like, this girl does not like him at all.
Mm-hmm. But let's get into the juicy part. This threesome that they had with Manny, his not girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
From Thailand. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, actually, it was pretty sad. So he's like, him and Hazel had this pregnancy scare, and he thought she had an abortion.
Okay.
And so he just decides to go get with someone else, aka this mini girl. Who's from Thailand. And then it turns out that Hazel actually was not pregnant. And then they end up doing this threesome type of situation.
Okay. Let's rewind. Before we even get to the threesome part. Okay, this whole, her pregnancy test came back positive. And then she had one that was negative. And then did he say she had two that were positive and one that was negative or something? Either way, it's kind of hard for me to believe that her test was positive. And then 3 weeks later, she got a negative test. And it's like, Well, of course, if she had an abortion, her test would be negative now because she's not pregnant anymore. I don't know. Okay, I'm not judging and I'm not saying whatever. She can do whatever. It's her body. All I'm saying is it seemed a little fishy to me. Did it not seem fishy to you?
Well, so, you know, I worked in women's health for a long time. So it's not surprising that after, like, if she were to have a positive pregnancy test and then a negative one, it's not surprising to me that if she had, like, maybe a miscarriage or right. something that, like, maybe she was actually pregnant at one time. And then she wasn't that she, her, pro, like, what was it? The pregnancy test was positive first and then negative?
Yeah, but he said it or was negative, like, and positive. I think he said it was positive and then, like, 3 weeks later it was negative.
I mean, I don't know. Look.
Honestly,
the only thing that we can do is take their word for it.
Right.
But I'm not, like, we're not here to be freaking detectives and shit. So I just go with that she wasn't actually pregnant at all. And
maybe she wasn't pregnant. She was just trying to get his attention. I don't know. All I know is when he, I feel like maybe we didn't hear the whole story. Maybe they don't want to discuss the whole story on TV, which right. is fine. So, but all I'm saying is what he did say on TV was a little fishy. That's all I'm saying. It sounded yeah. weird. It sounded weird to me.
Yeah, but can we get back to the threesome now?
Okay.
Okay.
Missy
so,
was actually yeah. really pretty.
Yeah, I thought so too. And the fact that I thought it was interesting that Hazel's idea to have this whole threesome relationship with Tariq and Manny. And then when she feels like Tariq likes Manny a little bit more than he likes her and also vice versa, she's kind of jealous and she wants to end it.
Right. Exactly.
To me, that is so freaking typical. Like, so typical. If you're in a relationship and you let your guy have a girlfriend, it's not surprising to me that you would start to get jealous at some point, whether it's true or not. Like, whether whatever you're thinking is true or not, I feel like you would get jealous at some point.
Right. And not to mention, Minty probably didn't even like girls to begin with, but she was probably like, oh, I guess I'll maybe try this, you know, whatever. But, right. like, even Tariq said, like, it seemed like Minty was more into him than she was Hazel. And so I think that's also a factor. Like, maybe she didn't really like Hazel at all.
True. That's true. And you know what? Hazel might have been onto something. You know, our women's intuition. Hazel might have actually been onto something because, you know, Tariq was talking about how he loved Thailand, how he's visited Thailand so many times. I mean, when we first saw him on this episode, he's like cutting up vegetables with this damn sword that he got from Thailand. You know, he's talking about how he knows the language because he's been there for so long, for right. so many times.
Right.
I am actually not surprised. Like, Hazel was probably right. She probably felt like they had yeah. a different bond.
Because even he was saying, like, he could speak Thai with Minty. He can't speak mm-hmm. Tagalog with Hazel because he doesn't know Tagalog. But he can speak Thai with Minty, and they had more in common, I think.
How freaking sad. But you know what? I think that Tariq, you know, I think it was nice of him to cut Minty off. But you know what I didn't like? Is that he freaking messages her, like, I guess they were having what, bad weather or something.
No, or, he said coronavirus.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, coronavirus.
Coronavirus. The damn coronavirus is happening. He messages her and he doesn't tell Hazel because he knows she's gonna be upset. Mm-hmm. I cannot stand that. It's kind of like you are hiding something from your girlfriend that you know is going to make her upset. Why do it in the first place? You know, if you didn't think that she would be upset, then you would have already told her about it. But yeah. You didn't for, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I'm just going to play devil advocate this time. Does he really need to tell her? I mean, I just texted you to check on you because of the coronavirus, and I want to make sure you're okay. I mean, is that such an issue?
Yeah, but why do you need to check and see if she's okay?
I mean, if I know that you're in Thailand and I know, like, dang, the corona, because this is before, I'm assuming this is before the coronavirus got as bad as it is in America. So, I mean, if I know that you're in Thailand and I see, like, all over the news, like, it's really getting crazy in Thailand, I mean, yeah, I'm going to check on you. Why not? I don't see what's the deal.
No.
Like, all the people that are dying from it, like, I want to make sure you didn't die.
I'm not going to say anymore because I don't want to offend anybody, so I just won't say anything else. But it shouldn't matter. I won't say it shouldn't matter, but he shouldn't. Why does he need to check on her? That's all I will say. But you know what I thought was cute, honestly, is he had the chain. His chain said Tarzal on it. And I thought that was so cute.
Okay.
But I was
I did not see that at all.
He was getting dressed for the day, I guess. And he put on this chain that said Tarzal. But why Tarzal? I think Hazik is better than Tarzal. What do you think?
I think Hazik would be good.
Yes, his chain said Tarzal. I'm like, damn. Tarzal doesn't really go well. It would have to be Tarzal. Like Tariq Tarzal.
No.
But Hazik goes better because it's actually like Hazel Tariq Hazik.
Okay. I'll let you have that one.
And also, he made her a rap song. That was pretty cute. Girl.
Okay. I like Tariq. He doesn't look 46 years old. But him in this rapping thing, I'm going to not need him to do that. Because at the very beginning, when he was rapping, oh my gosh, I was like, Tariq.
He's like rapping about KFC and stuff.
Girl.
Oh my gosh.
Girl.
Okay. Let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, Kiana. Our next couple is Rebecca and Ziad.
Mm-hmm.
So we first see Rebecca when her and her friend meet up to go boxing. Girl, why the hell does Rebecca have a picture of Ziad on her shirt?
Okay, I was gonna bring up these freaking pictures. What is... This is so weird. And I don't know if it's like people Rebecca's age do this type of stuff, but why do you have his picture on your shirt? Why do you have his picture on your card? Why do you have
on her blanket?
Picture on your freaking blanket? Girl, why do you have this man's picture everywhere?
But
why?
But also remember when we very first saw them and she went to the airport in Tunisia, he had her on his shirt too.
What is with these freaking pictures? Can somebody please, please let us know? What is with these pictures? Nobody else is doing this thing with the pictures. And speaking of pictures, what about when she went to the freaking game, video game store, and the guy's like, oh, who is this on your card? First of all, why the heck are you worried about who's on my card?
Girl, you know the producers told
exactly,
him to
that's
ask.
What I was thinking too. Like, obviously somebody told him to ask that, because I would not be asking no random person like,
I would never ask that.
And then the freaking girl that was there was like looking like she was like all crazy, kind of judgy. Like, I feel like this girl is really judging Rebecca this whole time.
And you know, Rebecca is our good sis, so
we're gonna stand up for her.
Exactly. So don't be looking at her all crazy, even if she is making right.
And bad I don't decisions. Say it's a bad decision, but even if you don't agree with her decision, let's say that.
Okay, I'm going to say I thought her buying him the game mm-hmm. was a bad decision. I know that he can't right. work right away because, you know, of the time and stuff. But her getting him a damn game that he can play all day, what is he going to be doing around the damn house? Now, we talked last week about Ziad being Muslim and how he comes from, like, this super conservative place. But if Rebecca's at work all day, I'm sorry. Ziad is moving mm-hmm. to the US, right? He's going to have to
He's definitely gonna have to step well. Up, maybe do the chores around the house or whatever, because I mean she's gonna be bringing home the bacon. Like, she's doing everything. So the least that he could do, and he probably will. I mean, I don't see why he wouldn't. And he probably feels bad, like, as a man, knowing that he's not allowed to work, like, he can't work. You know, I think he'll probably help out, only because you're not doing anything else.
Well, I don't know, because remember now when Rebecca's friend did the background check on him last time we saw them, and she didn't find any work history. I'm not saying he wasn't working, because honestly, right. we don't know. But a part of me feels like her buying him this game is kind of like telling him it's okay.
I mean, for but him to I don't know what work. The time limit is on them. But you know, like, they can't work as soon as they come over here. They have to wait until they maybe I don't know if they have to wait until they get a green card or how it works. But
he can cut some people's grass and shit. Okay. He can find some cash paying stuff to do. And not sit in the house.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but I think she was just trying to do something nice for him, because you can tell she really loves him. So I think she wants to do something nice for him to show them she appreciates him leaving his country, his family, his friends for her. But you can tell that Rebecca's friend really does not agree with this situation at all.
Oh, girl. Mm-hmm. And Rebecca can tell that too, because remember when they had just gotten done boxing? And the friend's like, oh, that was a great workout. And Rebecca's like, yeah, I think Ziad would like it too. Oh my gosh. I thought her friend was going to slap her. That lady does not want Rebecca bringing him up. I mean, but also, like, when you see your friend go through something really bad, like Rebecca went through with her, with that last marriage that she had, you know, it's kind of, it's hard to be happy when you feel like they're putting themselves situation. In the same type of position. So I can understand where her friend is coming 100,000,000,000%.
Yeah, I agree. I get that. But at the same time, as a friend, you just need to be supportive, because obviously you are my friend. So I kind of need you to be supportive. I mean, even if you don't agree with what I'm doing, the support goes a long way. Just be quiet and let her be happy. Obviously, nothing that you're saying is going to change her mind about Ziad. She's clearly in love with him. So who cares what you think? Honestly, I mean, just be supportive at this point. That's the only thing that you can do.
I get it. I'm just kind of like, okay. I don't want to see my friend keep getting damn hurt. But I get what you're saying as well. If there's nothing that you can do about it, the only thing that you can do is just to be there to support
things them. Don't go their way, then pick them up when they fall. But if you see that nothing that you say can change their mind, then the next best thing to do is just support them.
Can we just talk about for a second how Rebecca was talking about how she planned to support her ex when they were married? Girl, what are you doing? That's why it also kind of pissed me off about the whole buying Ziad a game thing. Like, maybe you're not consciously trying to do that same thing that you did with your ex. But why are you talking about you were going to be supporting your ex financially?
Well,
even after he could work.
I remember on previous episodes, I think they say, like, once you bring somebody over here, you are responsible for them, like, for, like, 10 years or something like that. I think
she was talking about, like, even though he could work, their plan was for her to support them both financially. So it's not even about that. It's about what the hell is she doing with her damn money, and why does she feel like she needs to be supporting these damn men?
I feel like I'm just going to keep trying to see Rebecca's standpoint. I see what you're saying, but I think that Rebecca just really loves really hard. So she wants to take care of these people. I don't want you to worry about anything. I will take care of this. You know, whether it's a good idea or not, whether it's a smart decision or not, I think that's where her mind is. Like, if you can't take care of us, I'll take care of us.
I guess. That's all I'm saying. Can we just discuss really quick, how the camera people were like at Rebecca's house in the middle of the night? Do they sleep there? Remember when Ziad calls her?
I think this is another
interview with the K1 people. I'm like, wait a minute. Do they sleep there? She's like knocked out and they walk into her room. Another
thing that makes us, I mean, we are twins, but I think this is another thing that just solidifies the fact that we kind of have the same mind. Because I was thinking that same exact thing. Like, okay, sis. First of all, before she went to sleep, she already said it was like 2 a.m. because it was already morning time in Tunisia. And the camera crew was still there. And then when Ziad called her a few hours later, the camera crew was still there in her room. Like, what are you guys doing?
How does this work? Fucking. But okay, let's move on to our last couple of the episode.
One Jovi and word Kara. For both of these fools: annoying. Oh my freaking goodness! These freaking people are so annoying. It's not even funny.
Okay. Okay. Let's just start from the beginning with them. So they get to his apartment building and they get off the elevator, and the elevator almost closed on Jovi while he's trying to get her damn suitcases off of it. And he's like, thanks for holding the door.
First of all, sis, this is your stuff.
Exactly. And also, he's already being damn passive aggressive. He's like, thanks for holding the door for me.
Like, smashed in the doors and you act like you can't even hold the door. Like, seriously? I would have did the same thing. What the heck? First of all, I'm trying to get your 50 freaking million bags off this freaking elevator, and I'm about to get freaking smashed in half, and you're just like, no.
Right.
Oh, look at my nails. Oh, my girl.
And also, okay, red flag. They go into the apartment, and she immediately starts complaining about everything. Kiana, I was like, okay, I get this girl likes the fancy luxury lifestyle. I guess she's used to that. I don't know what she did or where she lived in Russia. Mm-hmm. But I'm assuming, I guess it was fancy because...
No, I think she's
okay, she walks into his bachelor's pad.
It's one of those.
I don't know, but it's one of them. But either way, I'm like, girl, okay, he has a bachelor's pad. He's a guy. He lives alone. No offense to guys, and I hope nobody takes offense to this, but there's not a lot of guys that will have their places all, like, nice and decorated. And
she's probably not even living that lavish in freaking Russia or Ukraine or whatever. No, she's from Ukraine. She's probably not even living that lavish over there anyway. This is how I look at it. If somebody's bringing you here, they have a shelter for you. They have food. They're taking care of you. The least that you could freaking do is be grateful. That's all I'm saying. Just be grateful. I mean,
and not only that, but it was a pretty nice place. Like, I get it. I mean, maybe it wasn't super cleaned up like what you would expect, but for her to actually be like, complaining about all, literally everything.
As soon as she walked into the bedroom, she was like, oh, this room is small. This will be something like for me just by myself. It's small. Okay, sis. Now you're pissing me off because you're in my house. Sure. Like, and you're like, then when they did a champagne toast, and she's like, oh, these are plastic glasses. Girl.
Oh my gosh.
Stop it.
I feel like I would have been like, okay, if your room in Russia is bigger than this, and also you have like all glasses, like, sorry, you can go back.
I mean,
point blank, period. I don't know what else to say to you. Like, you're being rude as hell.
Sis, at this point, I don't know what else to tell you. She was pissing me off because she was just coming off like really ungrateful. It was just not a good look. She was coming off really ungrateful.
So let's get off of Yara and let's get on to Jovi, because he was still wanting to go out that night after she had already told him that she didn't want to after the damn 30-hour flight. That's
freaking annoying. Hello? I just got off a 30-hour flight. I don't want to go out and meet your freaking friends. I want to go to sleep, you freaking psycho.
Right. And then he's like, I just want to go out and drink and have fun. And I don't see why we couldn't go out for 1 hour. Boy, who the hell goes to Bourbon Street for 1 hour? First of all, I'll say this. I've never been to Bourbon Street, but I know good and well people are not going out there for 1 hour mm-hmm. and then going back home. Mm-hmm. Like, get out of here. He's trying to, like gaslight
oh,
her.
I don't know why we can't just go out for 1 hour. Like, hello? Flying 30 hours? Like, dang. We can go out tomorrow. What's wrong with you? It's not that big of a deal. And your friends, if your friends are going to be so upset, like, oh, she doesn't want to meet us or whatever, and they know as well as you know that I just got off a 30-hour flight, that I don't want to meet them to anyway. How about that?
Okay. Like, seriously.
They're both pissing me off because they're both being, like, really annoying. And then when he's like, we're going to my mom's house to spend the night tomorrow. I agree with Yara only because I don't like to stay the night at people's houses either, like, why are we spending the night over there? Why can't we just go over there and say, hey, what's up? You know, we can spend a little time over there. But why do we need to spend the night? I don't get it. Like, why do we need to spend the night?
I get that too. And, you know, a part of me, I was kind of like, is she just trying to start something? Like, mm-mm. It's just staying with his mom or whatever. It's not that big of a deal. But
you want to spend the night over here? No, thanks.
I totally get it. But also, I was kind of like, it's not like you're going to be staying in the same room mm-hmm. as his parents.
Right.
Or as his mom. You know, like, because I would say, like, the first time that I met my little boo's parents, like, we actually ended up staying the night at their place because it was too mm-mm. far to drive home. So, but it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, it was late at night. We didn't really see them. So a part of me is kind of like, I get what she's saying, but is it really that serious? But also, right. We weren't coming from
I'm not going to say that it's that serious, but at the same time, I do agree. Like, if we live in the same vicinity, why not just come? Why? I don't understand why we have to spend the night. And I don't like to spend the night at people's houses either. For me, it doesn't matter how late it is. It doesn't matter, you know, I'm going home. Like, I don't want to be overnight. I don't want to stay at anybody's house unless, like, I'm out of town visiting people. But if I can go home, I'm going home. Why do I need to spend the night at your house? I don't get it. Because then you get up in the morning. You don't know how people be acting. What if they want you to eat breakfast and stuff with them? No, I'm going home. I'm going home. Like, I don't want to spend that at your house. I'm sorry. I don't.
I feel you. Right. Okay, Kiana. Oh, my goodness. This was a fun episode. I do want to ask before we go, though, mm-hmm. my favorite part of the show. What did you eat while watching it?
I just ate a chicken wing. Just one. And a biscuit. And I drank some rosé, took a shot of tequila, drank some water, had some coffee, and then had some more rosé. What about you?
I had some chicken and shrimp Alfredo while watching it. And I actually drank water while watching it. You tried to make it seem like I was drinking whiskey every day last time, But this time I'm only drinking whiskey right now.
Yeah, that's so surprising.
Okay, you guys. Well, that is the end of our episode. We will be back again next week with another episode covering the latest episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Let us know what you guys want to hear. And also, maybe you guys can send in your recipes and we can try some of those while we watch the episode. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Also, share our podcast.
Bye.
We'll see you guys next time. Peace out.